the famous skyline of Paris could be changing. There are few buildings in Paris taller than 12 stories. The few exceptions include a 59-story office block and, of course, the Eiffel Tower, which you can see from just about everywhere. But that could change because the mayor of Paris says he wants to remove the city's height restriction and start building up. Anita Elash reports from Paris.
For Brigitte Lautrette, coming to work every day is a pure joy. She works on the 30th floor of the Montparnasse Tower in the center of Paris. Every day, Lautrette says she sees the best of Paris through her office window. The Eiffel Tower, the Champs-Élysées, and the Sacré-Cœur Cathedral. The view is something she never gets tired of. I enjoy this a lot, she says. It's like a postcard. It's magnificent. It's a view not many Parisians enjoy. The Montparnasse Tower was finished in 1972. Most people considered it a monstrosity, so the city banned construction of any more skyscrapers. But now the current mayor of Paris, Bertrand Delanoë, is running for re-election on a promise to allow new high-rises. One of his deputies, Pierre Mansin, says they have to build up because there's no room for Paris to build out.
Le problème c'est à la fois une ville très petite.
The problem is Paris is small and very dense. We have to build housing. We need infrastructure, green space and economic activity. So to respond to those needs, we said we should build higher than 12 stories.
A violinist plays on tiny Rue Mouffetard in the 5th arrondissement. The street here is barely wide enough to let two cars pass. Its 19th century apartment blocks stand only 5 or 6 stories high. There are food shops and restaurants everywhere, and even on a cold December day, the street is filled with pedestrians. In neighborhoods like this, the mayor's proposition isn't going over well. Catherine Barrois says she's worried Delanoë is trying to turn Paris into New York City. It will disfigure the city, so I'm not for it at all, she says. I look at the charm of Paris. It's very beautiful, and I don't want to ruin it. If some people say Paris is a museum, then fine. It should stay as a museum, she says, because it's a living museum. It's the soul of France. To try to convince Parisians otherwise, Delanoë has hired 11 architects to come up with plans for potential new skyscrapers. The architects involved say they can retain the neighborhood feel of Paris by building mixed-use towers that would create their own communities. Anne Demian has proposed twin towers on the banks of the Seine.
C'est-à-dire qu'il n'y a plus des quartiers d'affaires, il n'y a plus des quartiers de logement.
We won't have separate business neighborhoods or residential neighborhoods that aren't alive 24 hours a day. Instead, we've created a place that encourages better relations between people.
In the municipal elections in March, Parisians will be able to vote on these ideas. Their decision will determine how Paris might look in the future. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.